White Taker, who was designated as a UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador for Peace and Reconciliation in June 2011, says he is in Juba to meet stakeholders, government officials, and listen to beneficiaries of the White Taker Peace and Development Initiative, a non-profit he established in South Sudan.
I started this organization, WPDI, about almost 11 years ago. And I need to always take stock in what's going on. I mean, I have a great executive director, Carolyn Descombris. But I want to see things and always see things. So I've been here many, many, many times, all the way through most of our trainings. So it's a way for me to be able to connect and know that we're still on the right track.
The Hollywood actor says he is also in Juba to show solidarity with partners who continue to support his dream. The program manager of the White Taker Peace and Development Initiative, Dagu David, says White Taker's visit reinforces the vision of encouraging young people to become agents of peace in their community.
In 2022 alone, we have graduated just from the community learning centers 1,072. This is across the network of the 8 community centers that we have in Yambio, Maridi, Juba, Torit, Chukudum, Nimule, Lafon. And we operate these community learning centers in far-flung areas, places that are far removed and cut off from sometimes mainstream services. So our community learning centers have been acting as hubs of learning where people get information, people get to learn and access opportunities.
David adds that the White Taker Peace and Development Initiative trains young men and women in peace building and conflict resolution who could become the first respondent to address existing or emerging conflict in their community. Grace Laponi is a graduate from the White Taker Peace and Development Initiative and is currently an active trainer of trainees. She says her team trained more than 300 young men and women across the 4 counties of Central Equatoria State last year.
We established peace clubs in both primary and secondary schools and trained over 2,500 students and pupils on conflict resolution education. We conducted several successful community dialogues across Central Equatorial State aimed at reconciling and building trust among the frequent communities, e.g. the Goja Dialogue in Yei, the Goig Dialogue in Lanya, Liria Dialogue in Juba, Tali Dialogue in Terkeka, and many others.
The White Taker Peace and Development Initiative is equipping young men and women in South Sudan with skills of engaging in community dialogue, conflict resolution education, ICT, business and entrepreneurship. White Taker is expected to be joined by government officials this week to flag off a sports tournament aimed at promoting peace and social cohesion. For VOA News, I am Juliana Sherpai in Juba.